This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechitatu zvita 17, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndichite zvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vari pakati pekutaurirana nenhengo dzebato ravo vachidzikurudzira kuti dziratidzire pakutanga kwegore rinouya sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Muparamende munoita batamu refu batamu pfupi pakati penhengo dzeZANU PF nenhengo dzeMDC dzichikakavadzana pabhajeti remauto.
Varayiridzi vochema-chema nerekuti vachashayiswa bhonasi mwedzi uno sezvavanga vakavimbiswa, asi hurumende haisati yabuda pachena nezvenyaya iyi.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vari pakati pekutaura nenhengo dzebato ravo vachidzikurudzira kuti dziratidzire pakutanga kwegore rinouya sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Thomas Tiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Tine urombo vateereri maka teerera kuStudio 7 nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Range rakagukushira zvakawanda gore rino ra2014, asi paStudio 7 tinongoti ngatipembere kuti nyadenga vatigonesa. Hei unoimukana wekukwazisa hama neshamwari pazororo rino reKrisimusi negoredzva. Tumirai matext message kuWhatsApp kunamba dzinoti 1202465038. Namba zvakare 1202465038 nekustudio7news.com. Munogona zvakare kusiya audio message muchitiudza zviri kuitika munharaunda yenyu apo muri kufarira zororo rino. Musakanganwe kutumira kwaziso dzenyu. Studio 7 ndeyenyu. Range rakagukushira zvakawanda gore rino ra2014, asi paStudio 7 tinongoti ngatipembere kuti nyadenga vatigonesa. Hei unoimukana wekukwazisa hama neshamwari pazororo rino reKrisimusi negoredzva. Tumirai matext messages kuWhatsApp kunamba dzinoti 1202465038. Namba zvakare 1202465038 nekustudio7news.com. Munogona zvakare kusiya audio message paWhatsApp muchitiudza zviri kuitika munharaunda dzenyu apo muri kufarira zororo rino. Musakanganweka kutumira kwaziso dzenyu. Studio 7 ndeyenyu.
Tine urombo vateereri nemishini yedu iri kumboramba kushanda, asi mune imwe nyaya vaimbova gurukota rezveupfumi vari mubato reUnited Movement for Democratic Change vatendai biti vanoti vanhu vekunze vave kuneta nenyaya yeZimbabwe nepamusana pekunetsana kuri kuramba kuchiitika munyika. Vabiti vari muno muAmerica umo vari chipanga mazano ne rimwe sangano ravana chipanga mazano re Center for Global Development. Tabvunza vabiti kuti zvii chaizvo zvavanenge vachiita vari muno muWashington.
Ndirimuno ndiri inonzi fellow kune imi think tank. Think tank organization yekufunga nekunyora. So zvakasiyana neactivism zvatinoita kumusha. So ndiri kunyora mapepa anodhira nezvinhu zvakafana nezvikwereri dzenyika inonzi debt question, zvinhu zvakafanana nenyaya dzeupfumi kuti hunofambiswa sei economy. So ndiri mucapacity seexpert, semunhu akamboranawo economy. So ndo zvandiri kuita kuno kuAmerica.
Mungati zvamuri kuita zvingazokubatsirei sei imi semunhu uye kuZimbabwe? Zvii zvatingadzidza?
I think basa guru randiri kuita ndiri kuvaki izvezvi. So ndiri kunyora nezvinhu zvenyika dzakaita sana Sudan, dzana Chad, dzana Eritrea, anganzi pachirungu mafailed states, kuti tibatsirewo nyika dzinotambudzika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe kuti dziavoide matrips anolida kustate fail. So zvandiri kuita izvi kunzwisisa zvakadzama kuti upfumi hwenyika hunofamba sei, kunyanyanya upfumi hwenyika hunenge hwapfurongotywa nemazitsotsi nemazinharadada evatungamiri akazara muAfrica asina hanya nevanhu. So ruzivo rungabatsire nyika yakaita seZimbabwe yapazwa-pazwawo futi neutungamiri husina rudo nevanhu.
Tichitarisawo iyo nyaya yeZimbabwe, pane vamuri kusangana navo vari kutiwo kudii kunyanya vaya vari kumabhizimisi?
Chandiri kunyanyoona ndechekuti vanhu vaneta inonzi pachirungu fatigue. So Zimbabwe yadonha, it's off the radar. Kana kubuda munewspaper rekuno kuchaiwa harichatombobudawo. Vana vangonetaonaye kuti chikwambo ichi. So kune nyika dzakawanda dziri muAfrica dziri kuita zviri kufadza vanhu. So mese mandiri kufamba mumwe anongoti kutaura nezvekuna Ghana, vana Mozambique, vana Uganda, nyika dziri kufamba kana dziri izvozvo izvozvo vatotaura nezveebhora.
Vaimbova gurukota rezvemari uye vari mubato reUnited Movement for Democratic Change vatendai biti vari muno muWashington DC.
Zvinonzi paita bata murefu bata mupfupi. Nhasi mudare reparamende, mushure mekunge imwe nhengo yezanu PF yatuka nhengo dzeMDC ichiti bato iri rinogona kukonzera kusagadzikana munyika. Nhengo dzezanu PF dzatsigirawo mashoko aya mushure mekunge nhengo dzeMDC dzaramba kutambira bhajeti rakaturwa nehurumende dzichiti mauto akapiwa mari yakawandisa. MDC inoti $375 million yakapiwa kubazi rezvekudzivirirwa kwenyika inofanirwa kunge yakashandiswa mukusimudzirwa kwezvikoro nezvipatara. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rezanu PF panyaya iyi. Mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata mumiriri wembizo mudare reparamende vasettlement Chikwinya kuti tinzwe zvizhinji zvaitika mudare.
Pakati pekuonesana navachinamasa kuti pavakakanganisa mari yakadai ngaende kwakati, kunyanyanyanya mari yedefense kana kuti mari yaiswa kumauto kuti inge ichikwanisa kuti Zimbabwe inge ichitenga dzimwe pfuti, Zimbabwe inge ichitrena vamwe masoja, Zimbabwe ichikwanisa kupinza vamwe masoja. Basi isu seMDC Renewal takabatana neMT yakavatsvangirai, tiri kuti isusu hatisiyirirani nepfungwa yekuti masoja angachipuwa imwe mari nekuti Zimbabwe pahondo. Mari yakawanda kudaro inosvika ku$379 million dai yanga yatsvakupimwe yacho yaendeswa kuzvipatara, nekuti izvezvo mukatarisa vanhu vakunda kuzvipatara vakabata mabhandeji avo, mishonga yavo, uyezve vamwe vana mai vari kubatsirwa vapedza kupona vanonzi vasabuda muzvipatara nekuti vanenge vasina kubhadhara mari, zvichiburikidza nekuti zvipatara zvisina mari. Saka tataura mashoko iwaya ndopasuta wagwane wangu wezano kuti aipa. Imini MDC mpajeso yenyu makadai makabatana mutori national security threat. Tazoona ari mashoko asina kufanira, shoko asinga bvumidzi muparliament, mashoko asiri constitutional ende mashoko asinga vapi. Nekuti tiri vanhu vakatosarudzwaone vanero rishinji kuti vamirire mudariri reparliament. Saka naizvozvo hatimirirani nevachinamasi kuti vange vachisa mari akawanda kudaro kumauto iye Zimbabwe iri murunyara ramakadai.
Pamanzi muri security threat apa sevanhu vemDC manzwa sei uyezve ipfungwa yanga ichitsigirwa nenhengo dzezanu PF dzakawanda here kana kuti inhengo imwe chete?
Ipfungwa yataugwa nenhengo imwe chete asi ikapfigwa nevanhu vezanu PF vakawanda kunyanya-nyanya vatinoziva zvekuti faction yakawina Congress ndekuti ndivo vano rarama vachini vari kufakshen yatinoti isusu chaos faction vanofarira zvemhonga mupopoto vanofarira zvekushandisa masoja kurova vanhu vanofarira zvekushandisa masoja kuchiridzira vanhu vakashandisa masoja pacongress yavo kuti vaite mavote of no confidence kunyana vanhu vakaita sana maemuchuru nemamwe maexecutive ekumaprovince saka vanozvina masoja achingaona mari vanomashandisa mune zvimatengerwo enyika.
Vanga vari vasettlement chikwinya vanomiriri wembizo mudare reparamende uye vari veMDC Renewal Team vanga vachitaura naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vari pakati pekutaura nenhengo dzebato ravo vachidzikurudzira kuti dziratidzire pakutanga kwegore rinouya sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoti vari pakati pekutaura nenhengo dzebato ravo vachidzikurudzira kuti dziratidzire pakutanga kwegore rinouya pamusana pekusamira zvakanaka kwaita zvinhu munyika. Mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vanoti veruzhinji vari kunhonga svosve nemuromo zvichikonzerwa nekutadza kutungamira zvakanaka kwavati kuri kuitwa nehurumende yavaRobert Mugabe pamwe nebato ravo reZANU PF.
Vataura zvakare vakati nyaya action, the MDC believes that the people of Zimbabwe reserve the right to organize themselves and petition and demonstrate against the government. Ikodzero remubumbiro remutemo vati ivo timing is of essence. Havana kuda kupinda mukuti zvichaitika rini asi varamba vachitaura kuti vana veZimbabwe MDC tichava pamberi pekukurudzira vana veZimbabwe kuti vapinde mumigwagwa vachiratidzira matambudziko ari kusangana nawo mudzimba nemunyika.
Vatsvangirai vati veruzhinji munyika vachatadza kupemberera zoro rekisimusi sezvo zvinhu zvakaomera veruzhinji munyika. Vati munhu wese womuZimbabwe ava kuita basa rekutsvaga chinhu chekutengesera mumwe munhu. Vati veruzhinji havana mari, mudzimba hamuna chikafu kunyange hazvo zvitoro zvizere nechikafu. Vati vari muhurumende mushure mekubiridzira saradzo gore rapera vakavimbisa kuwanisa vanhu mabasa vanodarika mamiriyoni maviri. Vati chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti hapana mabasa aripo sezvo makambani ari kuvharwa. Vayeuchidza veruzhinji zvavakataura musi wa24 ndira mukutanga kwegore rino zvekuti remangwana renyika harina kujeka kana vana veZimbabwe vakatadza kugadzirisa dambudziko riri munyika. Vati dambudziko iri riri kukonzerwa nehurumende risina rutsigiro rwevanhu uye izvi zviri kuwedzerwa nemutungamiriri wenyika akwegura ari pamupata wemakakatanwa ari mubato make. Vatiwo Zimbabwe iri kukundikana kubhadhara mari inodiwa kuti irambe iri nhengo yeAfrican Union neSADC. Vatsvangirai vatiwo bato ravo rakabuda nechisungo chekuti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo kana zvino munyaya dzemitemo yesarudzo zvikasagadziriswa. Vati Congress yavo yakabvuma kuti bato ravo rakakanganisa kupinda musarudzo dzegore rapera. Vatsvangirai vashuvira vana veZimbabwe zoro rekisimusi rakanaka. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare. Ndine Thomas Chiripasi. Direct from Washington,
the voice of America, VOA. Rimwe sangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ rinoti rine runyere kupe rwekuti hurumende haisi kuzopa varairidzi bonus yavo mwedzi uno sezvanga zvakavimbiswa negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa mwedzi wapera.
Munyori mkuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti kunyangwe hazvo vasati vawaniswa mapayslip avo emwedzi uno, vave neumbowo hwakasimba hwekuti mari dzavachatambira mwedzi uno dzinenge dzisina mabonus. Hurumende inonzi yakaronga kuti ipe vashandi vayo bonus mukati memwedzi miviri vari muchiuto nechipurisa vachitanga ivo kupiwa mwedzi, vakatanga kutopiwa mwedzi wapera kotiwo vamwe vose vozopiwa mwedzi uno wazvita.
Nezuro, hurumende inonzi yakazivisa kuti yatseketudza mazuva ekutambira kwevashandi vayo nezuva rimwe chete, izvo zvave kureva kuti mauto ave kutambira mangwana, varayiridzi vachitambira nemusi wechipiri chesvondo rinouya, kuchitiwo vamwe vose vachitambira musi wechitatu chesvondo rimwe chetero. Asi hurumende hainawo kuzivisa pamusoro pemari dzebhonasi idzi. Sachigaro weApex Council vaRichard Gundani vanoti vari kungonzwawo nemakuhwa, vakati naizvozvo havatarisiri kuti pane zviri kushanduka kubva pane vimbiso yavakapiwa yekutanga nehurumende. Studio 7 yatadza kunzwa kubva kuhurumende pamusoro penyaya iyi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamajongwe.
Tiri kuzviziva isu kuti mapayslip aDisemba agadzirwa, ende pamapayslip ipapo gore negore ndopanoratidzwa bonus. Pane mapayslip agadzirwa kusalary services bureau hapana bonus, kureva izvo kuti taakutoshushikana kuti chii chakuitika, nekuti tanga tapuwa mucherechedzo wekuti bonus richabhadharwa naminista wefinance. Pese pavanga vachingotaura nyaya yekuti mapayslip services vachapuwa bonus, zvino taakushamisika kuti chii zvakare chakuitika.
Mune umbowo here hwekuti mari iyoyi yekutendwa kana kuti yebonus hamusi kuzokwanisa kuiwana?
Chiripo ndechekuti vanotaura vanowanzotika hapana chiutsi chisina moto pasi. Izvozvi zvichaita kuti vanhu vatange kuti kwenyanai muzvione kuti pane zviri kuitika kuno, kuratidza kuti pane zviri kuitika. Isu umbowo hwatinahwo ndehwo zvatiri kutaura kuti mapayslip haana bonus, ende mapayslip aya akatoprindwa. Saka isu umwe umbowo hwatingazoda ndehwekuti kudii, nepamusana pekuti isu neshamwari dzedu nevamwe vanosenzawo muhurumende ndovaakutotiudzawo kuti ini kurumudzai kuridza mhere, nekuti bhonasi renyu rinogona kushayikwa mukaramba makanyarara.
Pane zvamati manzwa here zvingave zvakakonzera kuti mari iyoyi inge isingaawanikwe?
Zviri pachenaka kuti nyika zvakaiomera, ende tiri kunzwa kuti mataxes nerevenue collection nemaremittances zvinhu zvayo zvinenge zviri kunetsa. Asi kairoro harisi kaaeno, nekuti isini vashandi hatizisi tinotagira hurumende mari. Sehurumende iri kutonga yakabva kucongress manje manje, vanofanange vachiziva kamabhindauko nemazano ekuti vana vavo vararamisa sei.
Mune matanho hamuchatora here panyaya iyoyi?
Isuwo tanyorawo pedu taedza kuudza vanhu kuti ndezviri kuitika, tikuredza kurova bembera kuti vanhu vazive kuti kuna hakuna kumira zvakanaka, nekuti ukanzwa vanhu varova huwi kureva kuti tarisaiwo kuti apo pakamira sei.
Avanga vari munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, vana chiremba nyika yose kuburikidza nesangano rinovamirira reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association vari kutarisirwa kukwidza nechimbi-chimbi kudarira pamusoro nyaya yekupikisa danho rinonzi rakatorwa nehurumende rekuvabatira mari dzemihoro pamazuva vakapinda mukurangwa mabasa.
Mashoko atawana anoratidza kuti vana chiremba ava havasi kufara nedanho iri, vachiti riri kunze kwemitemo yebasa zvikuru zvikamu 65 ne76 zvebumbiro remitemo idzva. Zvinonzi vana chiremba ava vatanga kuwana matsamba ekuvazivisa nezvekubatirwa mari uku nhasi. Zvinonzi vachabatirwa mari dzinofanira kuita $529.36 mukati memwedzi miviri. Vana chiremba vakaramwa mabasa kwemasvondo matatu vachida kuti vawedzerwe mari dzemihoro pamwe nekuti vavewo nemashandiro akanaka.
Tichiri munyaya dzemari, Zimbabwe iri kutanga kushandisa mari yendarama iyo yakadhindwa kuSouth Africa. Bhanga guru renyika rinoti riri kuunza ndarama iyi senzira yekugadzirisa dambudziko rechenji ranga ranetsa munyika. Mari iyi inonzi inenge ine uremu hwedhora rekuAmerica. Inotarisirwawo zvakare kupinda muvanhu mangwana, uye inosvika mamiriyoni makumi maviri emadhora ekuAmerica asi iri yendarama.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu ye Studio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padande mutande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vatereri musakanganwe kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa 919 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai imi vatereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chave ne Facebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voashona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Vakuru vakuru muUnited Nations Food and Agriculture Organization vanoti uwandu hwevanhu vakatarisana nedambudziko rechikafu zvichikonzerwa nedambudziko reEbola muGuinea, Liberia neSierra Leone vanogona kudarika miriyoni imwe chete panosvika mwedzi wakurume gore rinouya.
Mukurupuru wemauto muPakistan ashanyira nhasi idunhu reKabul muAfghanistan achinotaura nemutungamiri wenyika iyi vaAshraf Ghani pamusoro pekuchengetedzwa kwemukati menyika uye miganhu yenyika iyi zuva rimwe chete chikwata chechiTaliban chauraya vana vechikoro 132 pachikoro chemunyika iyi.
Dare remuEuropean Union rabvisa chikwata cheHamas pazvikwata zvakatarwa neEU sezvikwata zvemagandanga. Dare reGeneral Court of the European Union rati EU yakakanganisa kuisa Hamas muzvikwata zvemagandanga richiti mashoko akashandiswa mukuita izvi aibva munhau nepaInternet.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne pa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWizdig kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wizdig, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva voribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaInternet pa www.channelzim.net.
Ino iStudio 7, anemi muchirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, nemumwe wangu Blessing Zulu, tiri muWashington DC. Zimbabwe nasi yapiwa mari inoita mamirioni zana emadhora nebhanga reWorld Bank pamwe nehurumende yeSweden ichashandiswa mukugadzirisa mudhuri wedhamu rekariba uyo wakatsemuka. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Bhanga reWorld Bank raburitsa mari inoita mamirioni makumi manomwe nemashanu emadhora uye hurumende yeSweden yaburitsawo mari inoita mamirioni makumi maviri nemashanu emadhora yakanangana nekuvakiridza mudhuri wedhamu rekariba mudunhu remashonaland west uyo wakatsemuka. Izvi zvaziviswa nemukuru weWorld Bank anoona nezvinoitika muZimbabwe, Zambia pamwe neMalawi, Amai Kundavi Kadrisen, mushure memusangano wavaita muHarare nhasi negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa.
Last Tuesday, December 9th, the World Bank Board approved Kariba Dam Rehabilitation.
Chekutanga panyaya kugadzirwa kwedhamu rekariba ndechekuti musi wa9 zvitagore rino, bhodhi reWorld Bank rakabvumirana kuti mudhuri wedhamu iri uvakwe uye bodhe iri rakabvuma kuisa mari inoita 75 million.
Kunyange hazvo hurumende yatenda nechikwereti ichi, vachinamasa vati hurumende yeZimbabwe neZambia iri kuda mari inoita mamiriyoni mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe emadhora kuti mudhuri wekariba uyu upere kugadziriswa.
It's a very important project. It we must maintain the safety of the dam wall.
Chirongwa chakakosha zvikuru. Saka tinofanira kugadzirisa dhamu iri, nekuti zvinozoitika kana dhamu iri risina kugadziriswa zvinokanganisa nyika dzedu, kusanganisira neMozambique. Tinofungidzira kuti kugadzirwa kwemudhuri wedhamu iri kungangoda mari inosvika 295 million pamwe chete. Saka nokudaro rubatsiro rwatiri kupiwa neEuropean Union, African Development Bank, World Bank pamwe chete neSweden ruchaita kuti kugadzirwa kwemudhuri uyu kutange munguva pfupi iri kutevera.
Zvinonzi kana hurumende dzeZimbabwe neZambia dzikasamhanya-mhanya kugadzirisa mudhuri uyu, mhuka pamwe nevanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni mana vanogara mumahombekombe erwizi Zambezi vanogona kuurayiwa nemafashamu emvura anogona kuitika kana mudhuri uyu ukadonha. Zimbabwe neZambia dzinogadzira magetsi kubva mudhamu rekariba anoshandiswa munyika mbiri idzi. Zvichitevera chikwereti chapiwa Zimbabwe neWorld Bank ichi, vachinamasa vati hurumende yeZimbabwe ichatanga nhaurirano nebhanga iri nechinangwa chekuti hurumende ikanzurirwe chikwereti chayo kubhanga iri. Zimbabwe ine chikwereti kunze kwenyika chemari inodarika mabhiriyoni masere emadhora chairi kutadza kubhadhara ichiti homwe yayo yakaboka. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Bazi revanhukadzi musangano reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU nasi ratanga musangano wekuzeya nhunha dzinotarisana nevanhukadzi muzvikoro zvedzidzo yepamusoro. Musangano uyu ndewemazuva maviri uye uchange uchiitirwa muHarare. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wesangano iri Muzvare Vimbai Tizaone vanoti dingindira ravo rinoti demanding a safer space for female students in Zimbabwe. Mavelas Mhlanganya uyo Studio 7 aita hurukuro naMuzvare Tizaone kuti tinzwe nezvemusangano wavo.
Takakwanisa kubata tione madino of students vanoona nezve kurirama kwakanaka kwemastudents ese. Saka takakwanisa kugara pasi navo tikatsanangura nhunha dzedu, nekuti takavaudzaiwo kuti maofices avo hasvikike. Ende tikasvika tiri nyaya dzedu, nhunha idzodzo dzinongorekera kune the perpetrator wachoni. Zvinova izvo zvinhu zvaita kuti zvinhu zvisaende mberi. Asi tikuona senge kuti ivo madhini vanoita senge kuti vanzwa nhunha dzedu. Kumusoro uku kuti tione kuti zvaitwa here, hatisi kuona kunga pane shanduko so far. But tikagadzirira kuti tikaona chinenge chaitika chisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka, tanga tichizama kuti tibatane seNational Female Students. Toiva tinoona munhu kana iri institution toona mademands edu anzwikwa here. Asi so far progress yatakaita ndeyekuti madhini akwanisa kunge achishanda nesu, zvinova zvinhu zvisati zvamboitika muhondo yevadzidzi nevadzidziso.
Pari zvino pane nhunha dzamuri kuona dzichibuda here kubva kune vadzidzi vari kubva kunharaunda dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kuda kuti dzigadziriswe?
Nhunha dziripo, nekuti mukati negore rino rese tanga tichitenderera maprovinces kumanikaland tikaona kuti zvichemo zvevadzidzi zvakadai sekuti sekurasira mapedza avo kana vari kumaperiods havasi kukwanisa kupa wane ende vari kunzi vanofanirwa kuisa mumabeg avo vozonorasira kunze kwecampus. Takakwanisa kuva tinotaura nezvazvo and takawana positive response. Dzimwe nhunha dziripo ndedzekuti pekugara pevadzidzi pari kunetsa munzvimbo dzakadai sana Midland State University. Zvinozopa izvo vasikana kuti vazopedzisira vaenda kunze, and vaenda kunze ikoko marents acho anenge akawanda, vanozopedzisira vakuengaja mumitiro unozovasvitsa panjodzi. Nekushayikwa kwemari, the economy kwatinobva kwacho kune kwakasiyana, and someone cannot afanika asinga afforde kuti abhadhare mafees. Mafees acho akawandisa, saka zvinofosikidza masenior students kuti azopedzisira apinda into prostitution. Chaichemera kuti dai tataonirwa maloans nemagrants zvaizvaitwa kudhara.
Vanga wari mtedzeri wemutungamiri wezinasu, muzvare vimba itizaone, vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye Studio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Vateereri musakanganwa kuteerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa urongwa hwemari yendarama ichatanga kushanda munyika mangwana.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panamba dzinoti 1202465 0318.
Anokuoneka ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndoti murare zvakanaka.
Neni Blessings Lutoxia mina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
There was commotion in Parliament today after ZANU-PF members branded the Movement for Democratic Change a national security threat for opposing the defense budget allocation.
It raised our concern that the Ministry of Defense cannot be given 375 billion at the expense of the health sector, at the expense of higher and tertiary in science and technology.
The World Bank and the Swedish government provide Harare with $100 million for the refurbishment of the cracked Kariba Dam wall.
It's a very important project. We must maintain the safety of the dam wall. Otherwise, anything that could happen to it will have very ghastly consequences to our countries, not just Zambia, Zimbabwe, but also the downstream country, Mozambique.
And MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says his party is organizing mass protests early next year to push the government into addressing economic issues affecting the country.
We have become a nation of vendors and beggars. Everyone is trying to sell something to somebody, and hence the congestion in our streets of people who are trying to sell something.
There was a fracas in Parliament today after ZANU-PF members branded the Movement for Democratic Change a national security threat for opposing the defense budget allocation. MDC lawmakers argued the Finance Minister, Patrick Chinamasa, should have apportioned the bulk of the defense ministry's $375 million budget towards the development and rehabilitation of hospitals and schools. A ZANU-PF member took umbrage and accused the MDC legislators of being a danger to Zimbabwe's security, sparking a cacophony of discord from the opposition. Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached the MDC renewal legislator from Bizo Settlement Chikwinya for more details.
There was some chaos which ensued after a ZANU-PF member labeled the members of the opposition as a national security. That was after us from the MDC renewal. We had voiced our concern that the Ministry of Defense cannot be given 375 billion at the expense of the health sector, at the expense of the education sector, at the expense of higher and tertiary in science and technology. Which institution we believe that should be given more priority? We are currently a country at peace, and therefore the defense has got no priority in terms of budget allocation that it should be funded. They need to buy more guns. They need to train more soldiers. They need to recruit more soldiers, which I think all these apparatus in terms of guns and recruitment of soldiers will be abused by ZANU-PF to terrorize the villagers, will be abused as before by ZANU-PF to instill fear on villagers and the generality of the people.
Did other ZANU-PF lawmakers support the security threat label on the opposition?
Yes, it was supported by other members of parliament from ZANU-PF and those from the faction which came out victorious from Congress, a faction which we believe actually abused soldiers to instigate fear among their own rival factions, a faction which used the soldiers, from what we hear from state media and online blogs, that these soldiers dressed in civilian clothing went out the whole country forcing people to sign papers of no confidence. So this is the money coming from treasury, which is then abused by political parties. And this is why we wanted to stem the problem at its root.
That was MDC lawmaker Settlement Chikwinya speaking with Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.
The World Bank and the Swedish government have today availed Harare with $100 million for the rehabilitation of the cracked Kariba Dam wall. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The World Bank contributed $75 million, while the Swedish government provided an extra $25 million to meet part of the cost required to refurbish the Kariba Dam wall in Mashonaland West Province. This was announced by the World Bank Director for Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi, Kundavi Kadrisen, following a meeting with Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa earlier today.
The first thing is with respect to the Kariba Dam rehabilitation. Last Tuesday, December 9th, the World Bank Board approved Kariba Dam rehabilitation for a $75 million concessional loan. As you know, this is a very important project to assist in improving the safety and reliability of the dam, and needed some very urgent action to avoid a potential emergency situation that would have resulted in a devastating situation in the entire Zambezi River Basin and loss of human lives, and more specifically to these two countries in terms of reliable power supply.
While the government commended the World Bank and the Swedish government for the loan, Chinamasa said the refurbishment exercise requires at least $290 million to complete.
It's a very important project. We must maintain the safety of the dam wall. Otherwise, anything that could happen to it will have very ghastly consequences to our countries, not just Zambia, Zimbabwe, but also the downstream country, Mozambique. So I'm very happy and pleased for this timely intervention from the World Bank.
Authorities say wildlife and an estimated 4 million people living along the shores of the Zambezi River in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, and some parts of Mozambique are at risk of flooding if the Kariba Dam wall collapses. Zimbabwe and Zambia also generate hydroelectric power from the Kariba Dam. Following the provision of the loan by the World Bank and the Swedish government today, Minister Chinamasa said Harare is expected to engage the Bretton Woods Institute early next year with a view to request the institution to cancel its arrears. Zimbabwe has a foreign debt overhang of over $8 billion, which it has failed to service for years, saying its coffers are empty. In other news, MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai today said there is nothing to celebrate this festive season for the ordinary person as the country's economic situation continues to worsen.
We have become a nation of vendors and beggars. Everyone is trying to sell something to somebody, and hence the congestion in our streets of people who are trying to sell something. Those who have imposed their will since the last election without the legitimate mandate of the people have promised heaven on earth. We will create 2 million jobs, we will do this. But at the end of the year, you realize that they, by their own standards, have admitted failure of not only government policy, but also of their so-called mandate.
The former Prime Minister told a news conference that he is mobilizing his party's supporters and ordinary Zimbabweans to engage in mass action after the festive season to force President Mugabe's government to address the economic problems facing the nation.
We cannot watch the current status and resign to the fate. I know people will say, when is the action coming? It is going to come because the people they've got their back to the wall. And because people have got their back to the wall, the only logical thing is for them to mobilize themselves using the best legal position that we have got to get the solution to the national crisis.
Mr. Tsvangirai added that what is also needed to resolve the socio-economic crisis in Zimbabwe is for the country to hold fresh polls that he says should be held after key democratic reforms have been implemented to avoid electoral disputes and restore democracy and legitimacy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, This is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, former Finance Minister Tendai Biti says he has no faith in the new look ZANU-PF team, including Vice Presidents Emmerson Mnangagwa and Pelekezela Mpoko, in their capacity to pull Zimbabwe out of the political, economic and social abyss that it finds itself in today. Biti, who is currently in Washington, D.C., is a visiting fellow at the Center for Global Development, where he is working on issues that affect fragile states, debt management, re-engagement with international financial institutions, economic recovery, among other issues, says Zimbabweans need to start looking to the youth for their salvation. Blessing Zulu has more.
Biti told a meeting here yesterday that the recent reshuffle of positions both in the ruling ZANU-PF and cabinet was a non-event, adding Zimbabweans must look to the youth for a change in the nation's trajectory. President Robert Mugabe last week fired Vice President Joyce Mujuru and replaced her with Emmerson Mnangagwa. The former finance minister, who is one of the leaders of the United Movement for Democratic Change, took a swipe at Mr. Mugabe, saying he's displaying dictatorial tendencies like some former late African dictators.
One of Africa's greatest failures has been the fact that we have put so much faith in what I can describe as little big men, little big men. They're big men, all right. Mobutu Sese Seko was a very big man within the context of Zaire. Robert Mugabe is a very big man. Siad Barre is a very big man. Wofet Bwinyi is a very big man. I can go on and on and on and on. But these big men are very little when it comes to the question of sustainable vision.
On the government of national unity, Biti said its major achievement was bringing Zimbabweans to work together as a team. Despite policy inconsistencies in Zimbabwe, Biti says investors can do business with Harare, but not on a short-term basis. Responding to the issue of sanctions imposed on Harare, Biti said the stick-and-carrot approach must be used to entice reforms. On why Zimbabwe was on the agenda of the Center for Global Development, the center's chief operating officer and senior fellow, Todd Moss, said Zimbabwe is an important nation for the world to ignore.
We've taken a long interest in Zim as a very promising country that unfortunately has become a fragile state in many respects. The country's had the worst economic collapse in modern times, outside of a war, and just at a time when African economies are booming, the Africa Rising narrative is becoming more common. Zimbabwe actually experienced 11 years in a row of shrinking economy, and of course, Zimbabwe's had a very difficult, tense relationship with this town. And with the Western world more generally.
In 2001, the United States began imposing targeted sanctions on the government of Zimbabwe, including restrictions on U.S. support for multilateral financing, financial sanctions against selected individuals and entities, travel sanctions against selected individuals, a ban on transfers of defense items and services, and a suspension of non-humanitarian government-to-government assistance, citing rights abuses and rigged elections. Despite strained political relations between Washington and Harare, the United States is a leading provider of humanitarian assistance to the people of Zimbabwe through food and other necessities. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe says it is scandalous that teachers, according to information from its sources at the Salary Services Bureau, will not get their bonuses this year. This is contrary to promises by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa last month. Yesterday, the government announced that it had moved forward government pay dates, but there was no mention of bonuses. Apex Council Chairman Richard Kundani says there are murmurings about the government failing to pay the 13th cheque this month, but he says he's confident that the government will deliver. But PTUZ General Secretary Raymond Majongwe is not that optimistic.
We have it on very good authority that the December pay slips were printed and on them our bonuses are missing. So as far as we are concerned, we honestly wanted to raise The skin can say, oh, there is a problem. Can this matter be addressed? Because all of us have a legitimate expectation as workers to get our 13 check. And as teachers, we are more than in to get this 13 check because we have waited in a very long year. Very difficult, no response from government in terms of the promises that they made. And denying us a bonus will basically be the last straw, and we don't expect this from an independent government led by a progressive president in the name of Robert Mugabe.
Have you verified this information with the relevant authorities?
Apparently, the most important thing, everyone is tight-lipped in government. But you know that there's no smoke without fire.
And that was a Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe General Secretary Raymond Majongwe in Harare. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from the Salary Services Bureau or Finance Minister Chinamasa, whose mobile phone was not being answered.
Meanwhile, hospital doctors are tomorrow filing an urgent chamber application challenging the government's decision to deduct money from their salaries for the 3 weeks they were on strike recently. The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association says the move is illegal according to the country's labor laws.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
Mutare residents up in arms against a proposed education levy.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
U.S. President Barack Obama has signed a $1.1 trillion bill that will fund nearly every federal government agency through next September. The only exception is the bill signed yesterday is for the Department of Homeland Security, which will run out of funding at the end of February.
The New York premiere of a film about a fictional plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been cancelled following threats by a shadowy hacker group.
And a European court has ruled that the Palestinian militant group Hamas must be removed from a European Union list of designated terror groups.
Mutare residents are up in arms against a proposal by the City Council to introduce an education levy beginning in its bid to raise money to build new and renovate primary schools in high-density suburbs. Lloyd Amoyo has the details.
The Mutare City Council says the levy, a dollar every month from each of the 300,000 ratepayers, is motivated by the growing number of pupils joining primary schools every year. Housing Director Standard Mapurisa says some residential areas such as Obaus are now densely populated, raising the need for additional primary schools. Currently, the suburb with 6,500 housing units has one primary school which is struggling to cope with the local population of school-going children. Mr. Mapurisa says according to national laws, there should be a primary school for every 500 housing units, hence his cash-strapped city is looking for a solution through the levy. But the proposal has drawn wild protest from residents who are demanding transparency in the way the local authority operates before introducing the levy. Residents are demanding an audit of the council's finances first, adding the levy, if enforced, should be managed by a separate board and not council officials. Resident Nelson Mlambo thinks the local authority is out to milk struggling residents.
Introduction of the education levy is welcome, but first of all, we need the city council to set up a committee which does not involve them, right? The chairman, the treasurer, so that they can run the day-to-day funds of that education levy.
Another resident, Edson Dewey, likens paying the levy as putting money in a bottomless pit.
Firstly, I would like to say I was disappointed by the type of consultation that was done by the Mutare City Council. It was stage-managed, window dressing, I would say. I, for one, am not for the education levy, basically because City Council has failed totally to be transparent or even account for the resources that we've been giving them over the years.
Nenzi Chakandinakira of Fen Valley says council should widely consult with all stakeholders before introducing the levy in 2015.
They have to consult with the residents and come up with a plan that they all agree to do these things together as a community. Not for the council just to bring out anything that they choose for the community to do. Because at the present moment, the economy is bad and no one has enough money to pump out to give council.
Oliver Chikumba was tested about the proposal.
This thing is just a bogus thing. It's just for the sake of formality. We are just rubber stamping. What they are simply going to do, they are going to come up with their own ways of doing things. But we are just being used. We are being compromised as the residents. So there is nothing that the residents are going to benefit out of it.
Meanwhile, the council officials have also come under fire from residents over the way in which they have been administering and selling infill stands in the city. Residents say council should advertise available residential and commercial stands to give everyone an opportunity to buy. Previously, council has required individuals to identify such stands and then approach council with an offer to buy, a system that many say has been abused. Nenzi Chakandinakira says disposal of such stands should be open and accessible to all.
We should stop them. Stop selling our land without the knowledge of the residents.
Mutare residents are also angry that most of the revenues generated by the local authority are being gobbled by salaries with very little trickling to service delivery. Suburbs like Wobos have no water coming through their taps, while refuse collection remains erratic and roads are in bad shape, with the housing waiting list currently above 30,000. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Reda Moyo.
Some business people and informal traders are skeptical about the introduction of special bond coins into the money market tomorrow, claiming that the government may be bringing back the defunct Zimbabwe dollar through the back door. This is despite assurances by Finance Minister Tendai Biti and Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa that the Zim dollar is not coming back into circulation anytime soon. Edward Manning of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Associations tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that the central bank should brace for a massive rejection of the coins, which are designed to ease change problems.
As the informal sector, we are very skeptic about these coins. We've been burnt before through the various checks, agro checks. You find they give it different names, and we are not accepting them because we have a choice. Most of the time, we have to go to the market and source our goods, and we pay in rand, pulas, or US dollars. And it's alleged that if you have these coins, you must go to the bank and change them there for rand or for US dollars. Now, it will give us a lot of job and responsibility. And we hear that people are pulling out their money out of the bank, the big companies and people with lots of cash. So we wonder, where are we going to change the money if people are pulling out their money out of the bank?
Are you not risking being arrested if you actually resist this?
No, no, no. Yesterday we went to the Reserve Bank finding out what if the person refuses. They said, no, you will not be arrested because it's up to you if you want the coin.
That was Edward Manning of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Associations speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube.
Bulawayo businessman Sam Ncube says the coins remind local people of the defunct Zimbabwe dollar, which was abandoned in 2009 due to historic hyperinflation in the country.
I don't know whether this thing is going to work, but we are very skeptical because maybe it's a way of bringing back the Zim dollar, which many people don't want to see coming at the moment, because the Zim dollar caused a lot of suffering. So the US dollar, as much as it's not our currency, but it's a currency which we can use because it doesn't lose value, like what was happening with our Zim dollar.
So now, why do people think along those lines?
They have no choice. These are stopgap measures because currently they've got no choice. There's no way they can get. I don't know what was the arrangement between the government of Zimbabwe and the US government, because it has failed to bring the coins.
So now, you are a businessman, Mr. Ncube. Are you going to accept the coins?
Unfortunately, I am, because what will I do if I don't accept them? What's the alternative? There's no alternative.
And that was Bulawayo businessman Sam Ncube speaking with Studio 7.
Banker and independent economist James Wade says the coins will ultimately be accepted by Zimbabweans, though they are currently creating a lot of anxiety.
I think they are just testing the waters as well to see if it's acceptable. 10 million, I know it's not a very big number compared to when you look at the amount of money circulating in the economy. And as long as the retailers begin to accept them, I think it will generate some bit of confidence. I know there's been increased outcry and suspicion to say, oh, this could be a backdoor introduction of the dollar and so on and so on. This is understandable given our historical past. So that's where the problem is. But otherwise, we understand the intention of government.
Now, there were indications that some people are actually making some withdrawals from banks. We're talking of large sums of money here. How is it going there?
Given our historical past, it's not surprising that there could be one or two panic withdrawals, but this could be one or two individuals. From the corporate side, we haven't seen any panic withdrawal.
That was banker and independent economist James Wade speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. Governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, John Mangujga, was not immediately available for comment.
Coming up next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Before, Chris, we go to the editorial, you know, live broadcasting and, you know, sticky machines, will give you the editorial later on. The Zimbabwe National Students Union today convened its Female Student Summit, looking at issues affecting female students in colleges and universities throughout the country. Tatenda Gumbo spoke with ZINASU Vice President Vimbai Tizawone, who explains why it is important for students to know the policies that protect them, besides calling on the government to enforce the laws of the land in protecting them from, among other things, sexual violence from their lecturers.
We are saying we have to familiarize ourselves with policies that protect us as female students. We have to be equipped to fight these sexual harassment. On the other hand, we are saying any institution, the lecturers would demand sex for you to pass. And if you deny them that sexual favor, you are prone to fail. And we don't have protection against that. We don't have anywhere to go to cry for also.
If something happens to a female student and she goes to the authorities, is she properly helped?
When you go to maybe the dean of students with an issue, or maybe if you go to the VC, the only response that you get is negative. You don't even get help. At the end of the day, you are harassed or you end up just throwing up the issue in the bin. So we are not being helped anyhow.
And that was the Zimbabwe National Students Union Vice President Vimbai Tizawone.
And now to the editorial.
Lack of inexpensive, reliable energy delivery is one of the chief obstacles to growth and development in much of Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Yet today, nearly 70% of sub-Saharan Africans lack access to electricity. This despite the fact that the region has tremendous energy resources, ranging from geothermal, solar, wind, and hydropower to significant reserves of natural gas. That is why last year President Barack Obama announced Power Africa, a public-private initiative led by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, that will significantly increase generation and distribution of power in sub-Saharan Africa. In the 16 months since its launch, Power Africa's partnerships with African governments, private investors, other donors, and developers have already begun to bring benefits to the people of Africa, said USAID's Eric Postel, assistant to the administrator for Africa. The Power Africa initiative helps governments identify the reasons why projects to improve electricity generation and distribution are lagging, and works with them to remove the obstacles as they are identified. Power Africa also works with the private sector to help companies invest in power generation and distribution. Power Africa has already helped to financially close deals that will generate more than 3,000 megawatts, which has the potential to provide power for more than 5 million African homes, service providers, and businesses, said Mr. Postel. Generating sufficient power is one part of the equation. Delivering it to those who need it is another. Only 18.3% of people living in rural communities in sub-Saharan Africa have access to electricity, compared to 55.5% of urban dwellers. That is why Power Africa launched Beyond the Grid, a competition for innovative solutions that develop, scale up, or extend the use of proven technologies for off-grid energy. Today, 600 million Africans do not have access to electricity. Hospitals cannot function optimally. Businesses cannot open and children cannot read after dark. Food rots before it makes it to market, said Mr. Postel. But it does not have to be this way. Together with our partners in the U.S. Congress, Africa, other donor nations, and private businesses, Power Africa is working to greatly increase access to reliable, cleaner energy in Africa.
It was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Chris, unfortunately, time is not on our side. That's our program this evening. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
Siyabonga Sandra lo Chris lichona njani emakhaya ikudivana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 17 ngompalakazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mngela emweni ngenjabulo nguntungamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga
endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
We have become a nation of vendors and beggars.
Sesaba elilizwe labantu abaphila ngokuthenga bethengisa emigwaqweni isikhathi sonke. Osobangela ukuthi abantu bagcwale endaweni yonke emadolobheni ukuthi bazama ukuzinakakela. Kubona abazifaka kuntambo zombuso bengasekelwa nguZulu. Bathembisa abantu uluju lenhlala kahle kodwa ke konke lokhu sokube yize. Abanye babo sebeze bavuma ukuthi behlulekile.
Umkhokheli we-MDC team uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uthi abantu abathakazeleli lutho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi ngoba uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe esehluleka ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe.
Kube lokukhulumisana kubi phakathi kwamalunga e-MDC lawe ZANU-PF edalele ephalamende lamuhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-ZANU-PF etese awe MDC icala lokuba ngabahlamuki.
Abanye abaqondisi bamankampani amakhulu labathenga bethengisa impahla etshiyeneyo bathi kabasoze basebenzise imali yamatshe okumele yethulelwe uZulu kusasa libhanga elikhulu elelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umkhokheli we-MDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uthi abantu abathakazeleli lutho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi ngoba uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe esehluleka ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe. Esethulela intatheli izindaba eHarare lamhla umbiko webandla lakhe wokugqiba lomnyaka ka-2014 uMnumzana Tsvangirai wengezelele wathi okungaqeda lolu hlupho yikuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo khona kuza kuba lohulumende okwabithwa ngabantu wathi obusa ngokuqelebezela kukhetho. Uthe lanxa impahla zikhona ezitolo, abantu abalamali zokuzithenga njalo iningi liphila ngokuthengiselana okuchiyeneyo ngendlela yokuziphilisa. Asizweni uMnumzana Tsvangirai ekhuluma ngalolu daba.
We have become a nation of vendors and beggars.
Sesaba lilizwe labantu abaphila ngokuthenga bethengisa emigwaqweni isikhathi sonke. Osobangela ukuthi abantu bagcwale endaweni yonke emadolobheni ukuthi bazama ukuzinakakela. Bona abazifaka kuntambo zombuso bengasekelwa nguZulu bathembisa abantu uluju lenhlala kahle kodwa ke konke lokhu sokube yize. Abanye babo sebeze bavuma ukuthi behlulekile.
Ukucubungula okuningi okukhulunywe ngumnumzana Tsvangirai sixoxe lomqoqi wenhlelo zaleli bandla umnumzana Bednico Bebe yena oqale ngokuchasisa ukuthi kungani ibandla lakhe lisithi umomo womnotho welizwe wawungcono kusese ngohulumende womanyano.
Ungakhangela ke ubusubona okwenzakala ngo-2009 siyafika phezu ku-2013 kuyatshengisa ukuthi kulesinye isikhathi lapho abantu abasebengani sebenethemba lokuthi khona kungenzakala okunye okungcono phakathi kwakhonokho. Ngiyakhumbula abanye basebeze behlabela izingoma ezithi zona uTsvangirai akawuya ne-dollar for two, meaning ukuthi babona ubungcono empilweni zakho kulokade bekubona. So bekhangelela ukuthi ubungcono lwabe phambili abusatengiseli ukuthi buya phambili kodwa sokuthengisela ukuthi ungani silokhu sibuyela emuva kancane kancane. Ungakhangela kade sibakhulume ngokuthi bafake amaesenti amatsha. Uzafaka isenti yemali ongasiyo yakho njani? Kuyatshengisa ukuthi ngabantu abavele belokungacabangi okuthile okwenza ukuthi lobukhokhelo obukhulu kakhulu obelizweni bayetshona bekhulula izicathulo behleze emadwaleni besithi kuphuma idizili. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi vele sine problem ngoba iproblem yangibona ivele ikuthi as long as kule zani asiboni ukuthi kule into engaba ngcono ngoba izani yangikhona yiyo eyakhoza iproblem yena lesilayo.
Umnumzana Tsvangirai uthe njalo uMongameli Mgabe kasathathi sisikuhle engqondweni okuthiwa ngesingisi kuba senile njalo lomkakhe uGrace uLolunya lilobufakazi bani njengebandla.
Well, angifuni ukuthi ngisebenzise lawo mazwi kodwa ngifuna ukuthi ngithi mina ngokudalwa komuntu wonke umuntu odalwe ngenyama edalwe nguNkulunkulu nxa esefika kumnyaka elomgabe ukucabanga kwakhe nokwenza kakhe kakungeke kufanane lomuntu ole 50 years njengami. Kuyachiyana yikudalwa komuntu okuthi ibiology nayo esiyifunda esikolo iyakukonfirma khona ukuthi kunjalo. So ngezinye indlela nxa silokhu sithengisela ukuthi thina ifuture yethu njengabantwana beZimbabwe siyifaka emahlombe kamgabe kutsho ukuthi thina kufanele simzwele umgabe simbone ukuthi kasangeke abe lamahlombe angathwala ubunzima babantwana beZimbabwe ngoba ezinye isayizi zakhe kazikho kusona leso isibanga. Phezu kwalokho ukuthi uyakhangela nguye owabhidlizayo angimboni ukuthi njengoba wade bhidliza ngesikhathi eseselamandla esifuna imicabango okhaliphileyo angaba lamandla lomcabango okhaliphileyo kathesi esele 90 years. Ukungena kankosikazi kuyatshengisa ukuthi unkosikazi usefice ukuthi ubaba lapha ekhaya hayi kayisenguye oyinhloko yomuzi ngokucabanga okupheleleyo laye ke sengena encedisa ukuthi khona khonapho lapho embathe khona yikho khonapho uyadobha naye lapha ekhaya ngoba amandla avele elapha ekhaya ewanikwe ngabantu bezanu abalokhu belesifiso sokubizwa ngumuntu ole 90 years.
Lo umnumzana Bednico Bebe umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Ngempela ubumumethe okuningi umnyaka 2014 kodwa ku Studio 7 sithi loba kunjalo asiyugqibeni ngenjabulo simbonga uSomandla nanti ithuba lokubulisa izihlobo labangane ngaleli kefu lekhisimusi lelo mnyaka omutsha. Thumelani i-text message ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Ngizabala njalo inombolo 1-202-465-0318. La kustudio7news.com ulakho njalo ukushiya i-audio message usitshela ukuthi uthakazelela njani ikhefu lalonyaka emangweni okuwo. Ungakhohlwa phela ukubulisa izihlobo labangane. I-Studio 7 ngeyakho.
Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord.
Kube lokhu khulumisana kube phakathi kwamalunga e-MDC lawe ZANU-PF edalele ephalamende lamhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-ZANU-PF ethese awe-MDC icala lokuba ngabahlamuki. Lokhu kuze ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDC ethe kavumelani le mali engange-375 million ephiwe ugatsha lwezomvikela kubhajethi. Abe MTC laba bathi imali le ibimele iphiwe ugatsha lwezemfundo kanye lolwezempila kahle. Sixhume ilunga le MTC edale unkosikazi Lwazi Spanda wachasisa okunenge.
So uSpeaker, uMadam Speaker, wasekhama as a ruler in favor of ZANU-PF. So that she ukuchasisa ukuthi isukube lashintshe sihlale kwenzeka ukuthi uMadam Speaker into eyenzayo kuyayizonda ngoba why that yona ufeza ukuthi ukuthi kulashe umuntu kawithidrowe akukhulumele wona umyalelo ukuthi abuyeli.
Ibhajethi yezomvikela le kungani liphikisa?
Ukuthathwa abantu abaningi abangalanyenzi ukuthi bashiya ngakuba befakwa kuphela bangabi ukuthi sizwe imali ye-state ukuthi ngayimali yaleditha elizweni kaokhosa abantu besonkaa ukuthi ongalanto abayenzayo ikade thibe yami.
Ukuyiphikisa kwenu libona ngani kuzaletha inguquko na?
Siphikisile njengabantu bezimbabwe sikuphikisile kona lokhu kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ZANU-PF yebusayo bayenze intando yabantu. Ngikhuluma nje abantu laba esikolweni bafunda behlezi phansi no desk no ma textbook like yesikolo ezindawo amaklasi kule one block yeclass ezibhedlela kwezindawo
uNkosikazi Lwazi Spanda lilunga le MTC yedale le parlamente.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku shortwave 4930-12080, la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abanye abaqondisi bamakampani amakhulu labathenga bethengisa impahla etshiyeneyo bathi kabasoze basebenzise imali yamatshe okumele yethulelwe uzulu kusasa libhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Bathi bayisaba ukuthi eleZimbabwe selibisela ngokusithekileyo idola lelizwe elawa ngomnyaka ka-2009 ngenxa yokugugudeka komnotho welizwe. Osomabhizimusi laba bathi kwethusa ukuthi bazathola intshintshi yemali yamatshe engeke yasebenza kwamanye amazwe. Bathi lokhu kungenza ukuthi bacine besala le mali engalancedo nxa ilizwe lingacabanga ukuyekela ukusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe. Imali yamatshe le engeniswa kumnotho welizwe i-RBZ kusasa eyagigwa kwele South Africa yayingeke yasetshenziswa ngaphandle kwelizwe. Imali le ilesisindo semali yamatshe yemelika. Omunye walabo abathi kabasoze bayisebenzise ngumnumzana Edward Mane wenhlanganiso yabathenga bethengisa impahla etshiyeneyo eZimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Associations. Ake sizwe xoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Mina ngithi ama-gold coin lawa yinto besingayithabeli ukuthi ibe khona, but ngomumo esilawo elizweni abantu kuba nzima ikakhulu kobo Harare ukuthi batshintshane imali ngoba imali encane kuyi-US dollar. Idola nxa umuntu edinga izinto ezingaphansi kwedola kuba nzima ukuthi athole i-change ngapha kobulawa kungconywana ngoba ama-rands maningi. So ama-business people akula lutho abangalwenza, labantu abantu kodwa labo abala lutho abangalwenza. Sizakuvumela khona lokhu kodwa sithi kuhulumende noma sivuma asifuni ukuthi babe belokhu belitha izindola ngigudlu ngoba sikuthi kube sogcina sokubuya amabherazinento zezane zabulala ikoroma asikufuni khona lokho njengabantu seZimbabwe.
Abantu kodwa nxa ukhangele khonapho bathini ngokubuya kwemali yamatshela?
Abantu batshaywe izinto kulezi nsuku ngoba kula nto abangayala, kula nto abangayivuma, konke okubuya kumele bakuthathe ngoba kula choice.
Kodwa bathini bathi sokubuya idola leZimbabwe kumbe kuhamba njani?
Hayi bathi bona kuthiwa sodola leZimbabwe kuthiwa yibhondi, kuthiwa ngamabhondi coins.
afana lama barriers checks asiko mali siphamazo nje sokuthi lijintane kuphela ngoba ke kusebenza ngapha kwamanye amazwe
so ke manje ukujoni khona ungusoma business khona apho wena kujoni kuwe
I mean like njengoba sitho do akuna ngenye indlela ino kunzima economy umnotho wethu awukami kuhle sizabe siloko senza khona lokho ongasenza to keep us going ngoba akula lutho lunye akula alternative iAmerica angikwazi ukuthi kuyini legovernment indaba amalukuzeni engabuyi ama-coins i-South Africa ama-coins agcwele akula problems abuya amarandi ukuthi abantu abaningi basebenza e-South Africa
ye nxa sisizwa njalo kuthiwa abantu abaningi sebethatha imali zabo emabhenki um kumbe ngithi amabhanga kwenziwa kwini khonokho
kuthi abantu sebethatha imali zabo emabhanga
ye sebe-withdraw
vele azake vele imali eningi ayikho ebhenki vele imali eningi vele isezikhwameni zabantu lolo luhlupho oluvele lwalukhona ngokufa kwezimdola abantu bahle baluse interest emabhenki so bebegcina imali kumapilokesi but well singakuthini
hayi-ke lo-ke ubengumnumzana semncube usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo obekhuluma logibs dube we-studio 7 asizweni-ke umnumzana xolani ncube layo usungula ibhizimusi kobulawayo ekhuluma ngalolu daba
abantu abalashuwa ukuthi kuyini lokhu okubuyayo abanye ngabacabangela ukuthi hhayi ngokuqalisa kokuphendula kwezimdola beyekhula ukuthi kathi manje kuza kuba njani njekunto kunzima kangaka ungakhuluma ngezimdola abantu bacabanga ngo-2008 laphaesathikela khona kakhulu abanye ephindele ezibuza ukuthi okay nasengitholi ama-coins lawa azavuma yini ukuthi ngibe ngiwasebenzisa kwezinye indawo kumbaya benjengabheka sikhona lawana ukuthi ngidingangawo khonapha kuphela so kulokungazwisisi okuningi kakhulu le-suspicion eningi kakhulu and i-suspicion yakhona i-justified ngoba ivela endleleni lapha urhulumende wezimbabwe akhedile kona labantu abantu bebuza izimali zabo bekeele izimali zabo bengakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani
ye kodwa-ke akutsho ukuthi kunganceda ukuthi abantu bathole itshintshi yini nxa sukhangele fayo
kunganceda ukuthi-ke xa abantu bethole itshintshi mina kuyikuthi yiikhosilile abakujongileyo kodwa njengoba nje ngathi phambilini ukuthi uhlupho yikuthi izizalwane zezimbabwe kunzima ukuthi zithembe urhulumende lowo khona kathesi so izini kuza kuba le nto enje kunzima ukuthi ziyibone ngenxa yendlela urhulumende wezimbabwe asedile ngayo labo
pho manje kuzathiwani abantu abasoze bebotshwe yini nxa bengasebenzisi imali yamajena le
engikubonayo ukuthi kuqalisa ngamalanga okuqala abantu engcebazaleleyiyala kumbe nakungama-coins amancane o-2 rand o-5 rand hhayi bazakwenyela ndaba kodwa phela kwezinye indawo singasuka nohlupho lokuthi basefukunike ngeyi-5 dollars yama-coins yodwa yikho ngicanga ukuthi uzaba ne-problem khona emalini ezincane lezinga ukuthi hhayi abantu engibekasuzuke le ndaba iphendi ngokuthi kungaphi kungase kufike ezimalini ezinkulu njani okunganikuzahlupha khona and mina ngicabanga ukuthi nakuyikuthi umuntu ulethe ama-coins engazange consult engazange buza ama-zimbabwens nangicabanga ukuthi kulilungele ama-zimbabwens ukuthi hayi leyi-jet idea yakhona jesi
so iningi lenu utsho ukuthi alikwazi ukuthi kuyini vele khonokho
iningi liyakuzwa alikuzwisisi lilokwesaba
hayi-ke uxolo balaleli lo ngumnumzana Roderick Fayayo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Uxolo sihlobo esithandekayo, imitshina yethu kayihambi kuhle lapha ngaloko siyaxolisa ngemboza siliphekela yona. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha emsakazweni we-Voice of America ose-Washington.
Lingakhohlwa balaleli uhlelo lwenu lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje lapho sizabe sikhangela imali yamatshe ekhangelelwe ukuqala ukusebenza kusasa eZimbabwe. Lisithumele imeseji kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Ke silifake kancane ezandleni zika Chris Gande owe Studio 7 esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Ngali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo igama lami nguChris Gande sidibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Winos Dube umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezakhamuzi zakobulawayo iBulawayo United Residents Association sixoxa ke ngodaba lokubana ubuyanga lendlala sokubhahile emadolobheni. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga.
Wena ngombono wakho njengomuntu okhokhela izakhamuzi ubona njani umumo ikakhulu oempilo lapho ukuthi abantu baphila njani nxa sikhangela ukubana lokucubungo lokukhiphe impumela yokubana hayi kukhanya emadolobheni lapha kuyalanjwa.
Hayi angazi ukuthi yebo angifuni ukuthi ngikhulume bese ngani ngivalela ngoba ngabe khona omunye engikhuluma lesi sikhathi elambile kodwa singazange sikwazi kodwa into esifithi sitsho ukuthi singakufaka sithi thina kulomuntu ukuthi kuthiwa abantu kuyalanjwa kubo ngoba ngasithi abantu kuyalanjwa kubo sasesitsho sesibone izehlakalo ezithize kumbe sokufika labantu phose kungesilahlekele imiphefumulo ngenxa yokuthi abantu balambile. Iqiniso likhona yebo ye ukhona mwethu elizweni lezimbabwe yebo lokhu saduba lokhu iy'nto zethu zingakabi kuhle kangako kodwa nxa ulinganisa le minyaka le esidlule kuyo hhayi kakufanani yebo ye kunzima bukhona imali le esisebenzisayo khanya sokulobu bunzima sokuthi abantu babelayo nje naphande sikwathi izini kodwa-ke ungabamba idola lakhona yebo ye uzazuza something ukuthi uthenge ngoba asithi umuntu osemsebenzini nxa ele dola uyakwanisa ukuthi azuze ukuthi uyenelise ukuthi azuze ukuthi ngelanti azuze something to eat.
Ye khona njengoba sisizwa ukuthi emadolobheni kakhulu koBulawayo amafektali ayavalwa lokunye okunjalo akwenzi na ukuthi idola lonelo litshoyo litholakale nzima
njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi yebo ye amafektali ayavalwa idola lelitholakala nzima kodwa kakwenzi umehluko kakhulu lo muntu ophila ngapha esemaphandleni kodwa ngoba ukudla abantu kukhona ngoba siyabonga unyaka lophelileyo abantu izulu linele ezweni lapho abantu bayalima njalo into esinazo abantu bakithi bayenelisa ukuthi baye emakhaya ngoba abantu bezimbabwe kayisikho ukuthi ngabomuntu eyena uhlala edorobheni kwesi sikhathi ukuthi uyeme khonapho kuphela umuntu uhlezi edorobheni ngokwedorobheni edinga ukusebenza kodwa ule ndawo emakhaya abavela khona lapho kwenza ukuthi balime ngenxa yebadobha amagogogo akusiko lwani umumulwane kuyalwane seke sadlula kuwo wabo 2007-2008 lapha indlala yebo ngaba khona ngobunzima bemali loko siyavuma ukuthi hayi imali yakhona inzima sibele sethi thina kutaiti sibile emalini for people to have this money imali yakhona is really so tight la usuthi ungayithola la usebenzise khonapho la ubone sibili ukuthi you do the best out of it.
Isikhathi lesi isikhathi sokuthi abantu bethole amabonus lokunye okunjalo kunjani wona umumo kade singxa sikhangela udaba lwezisebenzi kakhulu lamabonus.
I think ekusebenzeni ngapha lona sitsho ukuthi imisebenzi kayikho amakhampani lawo athwele nzima like siyakuvuma fike ukuthi umumo lokhu sasawulungiseki kodwa-ke kulobunzima kodwa-ke hhayi abantu bayakhanya bayaphithizela behamba nje ama-up and down abantu bephila kodwa-ke i-excitement lezane njengalezo esizibonayo sasizibona eminyakeni leminingi yokuthi ufica abantu bengane balahlekelwa zingqondo ngenxa yokuthi kumbe kwisikhathi thiwa sama-bonus hayi asikakuboni ngoba kodwa ngakuyenzakala ngase sikubona kadesi yebo kungabe kukhona kwezindawano two people akakuswelekali kwingxenye yempilo leyo bakhona abanye abantu umuntu into yo-excite angabambi $10 vele get excited abanye baphambana ikhanda kodwa-ke abantu bakhanya desi bale control bazama ukuthi ngalokhu abalakho bazama ukuthi baphile.
Manje nxa siqathanisa umumo okhona lakathesi lo mnyaka odluleyo ubona njani wena kulobu ngcono na kumbe kulokhu kusiya nganxele?
Hayi angifuni ukuthi ngithi kulobungcono mbe kulunjani mina ngifuna ukuthi ngikubeke nje ngithi mina umumo unzima nzima abantu bayaphila kodwa ke siyagqaza ukuthi abantu bakithi eZimbabwe ngabantu esithi ngesilungu they are so resilient they can stand situations benelise ukuthi babe ngabantu abazithetheyo into esiziqhenya ngayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi eZimbabwe balokuzihlonipha lokuhlonipha umumo noma sokunzima kaze sibabone bevuka ukuxokozela besezoba njani ngoba bayisizwe esazi ukuthi bayakuphandela.
Hayi, isikhathi sesingasavuma. Ungavaleli sabalaleli.
Ngiyathanda ukuthi ngilivase balaleli ngithi yebo yebo ngabe uzima lapha lalapha lisixolele kwesi sikhathi singakhuluma kunye singazwanga wena okhanya phakathi kobunzima kulusizi ukuthi sithi akula buzima kodwa-ke abantu bezibabhe ngiyakhuthaza ukubanaka sisebenzeni kanzima tesi sikhathi sokuthi silimele izulu endlingana abantu bezibabhe we've known you for being hard workers asisebenzeni emazibabhe amahle sisathene ilizwe lethu siyabonga.
Hayi, lathi sibongile ubelelanga elihle.
Siyabonga baba.
Lo-ke bekungumnumzana Winos Dube umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo United Residents Association ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba lilala.
Sibonge uChris Gande obesethulela uhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba.
Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane,
uMongameli Joseph Kabila wakwele Democratic Republic of Congo uthi kasoze emukele ukutshelwa ukuthi abuse njani elizweni lakhe evela kunkokheli yakwamanye amazwe. UKabila ubekhuluma ngevuyo lebutho lamazwe omhlaba ele-United Nations esithi kumele liphume elizweni lakhe ngoba lingaselamsebenzi okuphikiswa zinkokheli zamanye amazwe.
Ngokufika emaphethelweni kokusebenza kwebutho leMelika kwele Afghanistan, uMongameli Barack Obama unxome kakhulu amasotsha elizwe lakhe asephenduka ekhaya esithi ilizwe kalilawo amazwi okubonga labo abazinikela impilo zabo ukulondoloza ukuthula kwele Afghanistan. Sivale umbiko siuthunyelwe ngomunye wabalaleli bethu. Lizakhumbula ke balaleli ukubana liyenelisa ukusithumela incwadi esizibala emoyeni, lingabe lithanda ukubingelela, lingabe lithanda ukusitshela ngokwenzakalayo esigabeni zenu. Incwadi esilayo lamhlanje ivela kutshakalisa Ncube ose-Ireland, yena othi kuhlelo lokubingelelana ngicela ukubingelela laba: Themba Vundla eJoburg, Cleopatra Ndlovu e-Ireland, Peter Masuku e-Ireland, Pastor Pius Ncube e-Ireland, Misani Ncube e-Ireland, lo sibonga inkosi Nyabaza e-United Kingdom.
Our fathers this we bring, rum, rum, rum.
sesifika emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili.
Umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uthi abantu abathakazeleli lutho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi ngoba uhulumende kamongameli Mugabe sehluleka ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe.
Kube lokukhulumisana kubi phakathi kwamalunga e-MDC lawezanu PF edalela ephalamende lamhlanje ngemva kokuba amalunga ezanu PF edese awe-MDC icala lokuba ngabahlamuki.
Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Nami owenu ontungamilinkomo lilale.